Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Everybody, welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm Benny B. Let's play another one. How about some
sex trafficking, money laundering,
Dragula? By Rob Zombie. Get into that season where you just want to Here's some tunes. Yeah, Dragula. Fuel. That's some motorsports related stuff. You need fuel put in your engine. The video of that is Metallica and a bunch of drag racing going on, and then Dragula, you know, if you all, maybe you're not. If you're younger or older, you might remember back in the day, the Munster. Grandpa tried to go drag racing. So he had the Dragula built. It was kind of like a, it was supposed to be like a Top Fuel dragster, but except it was a casket. Back then, cars were designed by the legendary George Barris. I mean, he did the Batmobile, the Monkey Mobile, the Munster Mobile, Dragula, whatever somebody needed a specialty vehicle, he designed it. not too long ago, American Pickers went to his place and I think Frank got his own version of a Dragula. Not the original, but we don't have any drag racing until March, but NASCAR did kick off with the Clash. At the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. Thing about it is, I guess after last year's event, they decided to put mufflers on a stock car. Matter, it was waking up too many people sleeping on the streets with the noise. I don't know. But all places you pick a race in California. Anyway, wound up being a pretty good day for Martin Truex Jr. He wound up taking home the winner's trophy and the cash. Austin Dillon was second. So who knows? Maybe RCR's going to be a force in Daytona. The third was Kyle Busch. Now, Kyle Busch went from the 18 Toyota to the number 8 Chevrolet. He dropped the one, and that ought to be interesting. Figure, you've been with Gibbs so long, you got all those wins. Have a championship. I mean, he went from driving this early truck series for Hendrick, and he went over to Gibbs. And pretty much had an awesome career there, but and then I guess they, I don't know if they wanted to go in a different direction at Gibbs, bring in Ty Gibbs, move him up, and I guess he's in the 18 car now. Obviously not in the Clash, because yes, he was in the Clash. No, he was driving the 54. He was in the 18. Do we now have an 18? No, I don't see an 18 car driver. I mean, Bobby Labonte had that car to begin with. So, then it went over to Kyle and had it. No, wait. I'm mistaken. Dale Jarrett had it. And before Jarrett went to Robert Yates, he was with Gibbs. Won a Daytona 500 with that. Then Bobby Labonte took over. And Bobby Labonte was there winning his NASCAR Cup Series championship. Well, I could base these times on Winston Cup, Nextel Cup, Sprint Cup, and now then it went to Monster Energy Cup. And now it's just NASCAR Cup. This way they don't have to say, ooh, we're NASCAR or Monster Energy. They could have a different one for the second half of the year. But you still got the Craftsman Truck Series. They're back there. And Xfinity has the the next tier down. So you get, and then of course ARCA is NASCAR now, and they took over the, well, it used to be the NASCAR Pro Series East and Pro Series West, which was regional. You have them at the under the ARCA banner. But neither here nor there. Got sidetracked a bit. Kyle Busch, seen him in the 8 car. Is under Childress. Used to be who used to have that last year. He was in the race as well. Let me see. I don't think it was Priest, but he's in the 41. The old, I don't know, a lot of them changed teams this year. Some stepped down. Tyler Reddick. It was Reddick. He's now in the 45 car, which Kurt Busch's car. Alex Bowman was fourth. He's still in the 48. Jimmy Johnson's coming back. Part owner of Petty GMR, GMS, and now forming Legacy Motorsports. They're calling it that now. Petty Johnson, 2 7-time Cup Series champions. And the only other 7-time Cup Series champions is Dale Earnhardt. And he's not been around for 20 years. One, hard to believe. Eric Jones is in the 43. It used to be, now you got Bubba Wallace in the 23. You got Denny Hamlin in the 11 for Gibbs, but the 45, Kurt Busch's car for 23 11 Motorsport. Obviously, the 23 is Michael Jordan, co-owner with Denny Hamlin. So, it's kind of interesting of where the new season and all the new shift changes have gone. The hour, the race took an hour and 43 minutes and 4 seconds. Average speed, a whopping 21 miles. Margin of victory, 0.786 seconds. Yes, and it was on a quarter-mile track. I think we're trying to figure that out. Should have known, yeah, quarter mile. Usually around a football field, which used to be a football field. Wonder if they just leave it paved now. So, they can, don't have to dig it up and put it down again. Who knows? This was the 45th running of Busch Light Clash. It was originally the Busch Clash. Went to Coors and it was originated 1979. It was all the polled with Truex won a gold medal. I think he got a trophy and a big paycheck as well. Mayetta Marty is the 25th different driver to win. Truex's first Busch Light Clash victory. Joe Gibbs Racing has 11, leads the series. And it's the 7th time Toyota has won. class. Austin Dillon, see the silver medal, and Kyle Busch, I guess, the bronze medal. I'm doing a little Olympic. I realize Marty was 42. Might have been a little old. Speedy infraction. Starting lineup. Actually, guess the poll. Ross Chastain, or is that just according to car number? He was car number one. Vindrick was car number two. The Kevin Harvick's last Busch Light clash. Pause. He's retiring after. Chevy had 12 cars in the field. Ford didn't qualify. Ford had 9. 5 who didn't qualify. And then Toyota had 6. All of them qualified. So if all of them were Gibbs Toyota, then great. See who we got. Press conference with Chris Myers, Mike Joy, Clint Boyer, Tony Stewart. Being they had the all the broadcasters. Jamie Little in Pit Road will be in the booth from time to time during the truck series. He has booth duties under the Arca Menard series, and Jamie's a friend of mine since I got into this. Covered my first race at Dover. She was with ESPN, and we were on TV, so guess what? Old Vinny had to go produce himself and go. A lot. I mean, she's been on every year, except for maybe last year. But last couple of years, I've been lazy with the guests, but maybe this year we'll bring it back. Well, last year we had guests. We had Amory Caruso, Justin Ashley. Agri, Top Fuel, and Pro Stock. Keeping my eye out on Amory Caruso. Had a pretty decent year for a rookie. We'll see what happens in March. Get her on, talk about the anyway. Listen to what Truex and the rest of the top three.
Joined by the second Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum.
Kyle Busch, do you have any questions for either of these gentlemen? Please raise your hand. We'll get your mic. We'll go straight to questions. We'll start here up front with John.
JohnNewbyHeavy.com. So 2 years in a row, you both have been up here, second and third place finishers. I mean, this year you swapped. Why is it that you guys are doing so well at this track? I know, Kyle, you've talked about just stacking momentum all weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily know what it is, but, you know, you just – sometimes drivers will take to places, but, you know, this place here being a short track, me growing up short track racing with some of the late models and stuff that I've done, I've been to a lot of places like this, you know, Legends cars as well, too, over the years, but I'm sure many of those guys out there have as well, whether it been dirt, whether it been pavement. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, having good stuff obviously helps. Last year, being in the JGR stuff, we were really fast. Our teammates were terrible this year. Now our teammates are good. We got beat, or the JGR cars were good. We got beat by one of them. But, you know, Austin and I worked hard today on, A, working together, but B, all the information to put ourselves in the best possible spot. So, you know, good collaboration between the RCR bunch.
Yeah, I'll just echo what Kyle said. I mean, it was really fun. Our car was really good. It really kind of turned on that last practice. We figured out that our car was pretty good in the long run. We're able to qualify decent, which is good for us. I'm not a great qualifier usually at the short tracks, and felt like if we just maintain, we'd be have a shot. Kyle helped me there at the end. He knew we had a fast car, so let me try and get a shot at Martin, and that was nice. And so hopefully I can pay back the favor. We go to Daytona and work together well, and it's a great start for all of us. But as far as the track question and being up here, I'll give a shout out to all my Bowman Gray boys back in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You know, I grew up going there and watching that place, and this is about as close as it gets to Bowman Gray Stadium.
Go Jeff, Jordan, and then we'll take one from upstairs.
You know, how'd you get back up through the field when you were like really spun out and in the back?
I passed them, Jeff.
No, not everybody could do that.
I don't know. Just, I felt like in the first 50 laps of the race, we've had probably a third place car. And then we kind of tapered off after the long run a little bit there in the first half. And we worked on the car. We made it better in the second half, but never really had an opportunity to show it getting dumped by the 22. So then we had to turn around and just try to work through traffic. A lot of guys were getting bottled up on the bottom. I'd go high, go around a few of them, then they'd start blocking high because they'd see that, so I would cross over and get underneath them and move them back up the track in order to get, you know, where I wanted to run, where my car was best. So just some of the guys in front of me, some cautions. Obviously there was some more there towards the end, guys spinning, a lot of guys, more contact as the end of the race happened. And you know, not just one would wash out, like two or three would get washed out, so you could pick off a couple at a time.
The other thing I wanted to ask both of you is, so like in a race like this where the whole field is getting physical, like everybody's bumping everybody, is there different standards of like what would make somebody super mad or like carry over a few to the next race? Like, you know, if everybody's doing it, is it more acceptable, or are people still going to have those same memories that they would if it was just any other race?
I mean, I think everybody knows here that there's going to be contact. I mean, the first 30 laps, was my head was against the headrest probably every lap. I mean, it was just bang, bang. I mean, back and forth every corner. I couldn't believe how aggressive it was the first, like, run. There was nothing but just hammer each other and hope to come out the other side. I got hit one time at the end. I was telling Kyle when we got back in line, I mean, it knocked the wheel out of my hands. Couldn't believe it. And just kind of picked up the gas and caught it back. But you're taking some pretty good blows out there and trying to stay calm. Martin got mad at me one time, and it was the 24 driving through me. The hard part is knowing if it's the guy behind you or if it's the guy two behind you or even three. So, you know, you got to have a short memory about it. You know, obviously Bubba knocked me through the corner. I was going to hit him back. Didn't mean to turn him like that. But, you know, when it gets down to the end of that, I think everybody knows what's going on. And it's what you see at places like this and Bowman Gray Stadium.
Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, Logano didn't get hit by nobody. He just flat out drove through me. So he's got another one coming. I owe him a few.
Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, Athletic. For both of you, last year it seemed to be an unqualified. This race was widely praised, and it seemed like it was an overall success. I'm wondering this year what your impressions are. Is it you feel like the same level of, I don't know, happiness or, you know, excitement coming out of here as last year, or different thoughts?
I mean, last year's show I felt like was relatively clean and good racing, some bumping, some banging, but we could run long stretches of green flag action, where today was, I would call it a disaster with just the disrespect from everybody of just driving through each other and not, you know, just letting everything kind of work its way out. But I mean, it's a quarter mile. It's tight quarters racing. Actually, this is probably how it should have gone last year. So we got spoiled with a good show the first year. So, you know, maybe this was just normal.
Yeah. And everybody's gotten a little better since last year. So the parity wasn't really, it was close. It was close. There's a lot of fast guys. And then the little bit, if you are faster than someone, you kind of have to bump them. You know what I mean? Because they can kind of check up on the exit of the corner and stop you. So it's, if you get that run and you're there, you kind of have to use it or be used.
Would you guys like to see it come back here for year three?
I don't care. I'll be here, wherever we got to go.
I think we both would like to be in the one position, and that's what I've learned from Kyle in a short period of time. We got to win, so that's the main goal.
We were damn close to starting it off right out of the gate, so.
We'll go upstairs for a question.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthestairs.net. That's kind of along those lines, the expectation you guys have for going forward. Can you gauge what it could be like from this race and how you guys are going to work together as teammates? Because kind of the storyline tonight would be you guys running second, third.
Yeah, I mean, it could definitely be a story of that where, you know, we've been working well together this whole weekend, off the track, on the track, and having the opportunity of being able to take care of one another on a couple of those restarts. You know, the three would be easy off the corner and give me a gap to be able to get down and some other stuff that we did too. So, yeah, I mean, that's just a good omen for great teamwork and good sportsmanship from the two of us. So let's keep that rolling.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the other good part is some of the things that we like in a race car, what I was excited about, because I've watched Kyle's data over the years and some of the stuff that the way he approaches the setup of a car and things, I think we're actually pretty close. Like our delta will be close. So that's nice to be able to hopefully work off of that. And we're only going to be able to build off of that as we go and find those places that, you know, when we have a good run, where do I need to be setup wise compared to him to echo that?
Come back down here to Michael. Front row.
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. Kyle, this was your first race having Richard Childress, you know, in your ear when an incident happens. He's not the owner that's going to talk you down. He's just as fired up as you are, probably. What was that like inside the car?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's cool. You know, it's a. Rick would get on the radio just a little tiny bit when I was at Hendrick, and then Joe, he never got on the radio. I think they disconnected his button. a long time ago they did that. But, yeah, Richard, I know he's prone to key up a little bit here now and again. So that was fine, you know, and he come on the radio and he goes, he just flat out drove through you. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do about it? I mean, well,
he tells me that.
Trust me, I started behind him a couple times on restarts and I never really got a great chance. I probably could have, but it was more important to go forward than retaliate. So I don't think that there's a lot of others that thought that way. Look at where they finished.
And then Austin, did you and Bubba get a chance to talk before you came in here? Or is it...
No, uh-uh. I'm sure we will. You know, hate it for him because he was really good. We were a little better on the long run, and I got by him pretty clean the first time. And I chose the restart there behind Martin thinking that if we could get off two and then I could just race. But it just doesn't go that way. I mean, you're just getting beat and beat. And then when we went through one and two, I mean, I got crossed up. I thought I was going to wreck into the inside wall when I got hit. And then my spotter's telling me, release the brake, got shoved all the way to the third lane outside. So after that, he said three wide, I think, one time, two wide. And then, I mean, it was probably pretty frustrated at that point.
Take one more from upstairs.
Hey guys, Dana Fryer, AP. Bubba got hit in the back of the car early in the race, and he complained over his radio. He said, "Hey NASCAR, it still hurts," with some expletives. I'm wondering if you guys took any hits in the back and what it felt like. If it felt any better, worse, different, anything.
I mean, truthfully, it didn't really feel much different at that speed and just the bumper car action that you get through the middle of the corner. I mean, yeah, like Austin said, you know, when you get hit a few times, your head's getting jammed in the back of the headrest and, you know, you're getting the whiplash effect. But, you know, what the damage to the cars looks like front and rear underneath, you have no idea. But it's still a brunt of a hit. But if we had the old cars that we used to have, nobody'd have a radiator left. I think half the field would be parked in the infield. Might not be a bad thought, but get some of those squirrels out of there. But, yeah, I mean, it's a necessary evil. You know, to the fronts for as hard of a shot as some of the guys were taking, you know, Bubba's bumper, you could see the damage that he had to it. So he might've been one of the ones that got hit the hardest.
Yeah. I mean, it still doesn't feel good. I think the positive part is, you know, NASCAR has showed us things that they're trying to do to help that. area of the car for the low speed impacts, the lower speed impacts. And, you know, we're making progress. That's the biggest thing.
Any final questions for Austin or Kyle? Well, wrap it up here with Jeff.
Just real quick, I just want to clarify. So you feel like there were so many more cautions tonight because the field is more even this year, and so really the only way to get past someone is to just kind of move somebody out of the way. Is that's the primary reason it looked like that?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's learned a lot from last year. I mean, there was quite a bit of bad cars last year.
The 19 was one of them.
Yeah, the 19, yeah. That's a great example. So last to first, and, you know, just when the field's that tight and you have a little bit of advantage, the only way to do something is kind of, you can try and cross them up, but then they can pinch you down the straightaway here, and then you'll lose whatever run you have.
Awesome, Kyle. Congratulations on your medals. Great run. Appreciate your time. Okay, if you have a question for Alex Bowman, our fourth place finisher, please raise your hand. We'll get your mic. Start up here in the front with John.
JohnNewbyHeavy.com. How did you avoid the chaos and the carnage?
I mean, I think those couple good restarts from the outside, the beginning of the second half of the race when we had a restart every half a lap, that helped us. I think we went from like eighth to second there pretty quickly. And obviously that was a big gain for us. And then just kind of got put back a little bit. I had one bad restart from the outside of the front row, and that hurt our finishing position. But really good race car. And those couple restarts kind of got us out of the mess.
And just following up, I mean, how was the first race with Blake?
I think it went pretty well. You know, we struggled here last year. I didn't have a good weekend, and I was nervous a little bit and didn't know what to expect. But yesterday went really well. Today went pretty well. So definitely, when you come out of here with fourth, kind of bummed about it, it's a good weekend. So I think the whole team's working really well together, and Blake's fitting in really, really well.
Go to here to Jordan in the back.
What did you think of this year's event versus compared to last year in terms of kind of the overall scope of it?
Pretty cool to be in it this year instead of on the way to the airport. I think it's a great event. It's a great atmosphere. It's tough when it takes 45 minutes to make like six laps or whatever that was, right? That was pretty bad when we were just crashing and crashing and crashing. But I feel like last year's feature was a little bit cleaner than this year's for whatever reason. But, I think it's a great event, and cool to be part of it.
What was the reason for the rash of cautions, from your opinion? I mean, last year you said it was cleaner, but this year there was an abundance of yellows.
Yeah. Fortunately, we were in front of it, so I don't know. Guys running over each other is probably the answer you're looking for, though. I just don't know who to tell you.
Any more questions? We'll go to Jeff.
At what point does it become obvious that like everybody's just going to run into each other for the entire night? Like how early in the race does that become obvious to you?
When they build a racetrack and a football field, right? That's what we're here to do. We're here to put on a show and be exciting. And, maybe it got a little out of hand at times there with how rough it got. But we all knew when we heard about this event, whenever it was the first time, that we were going to come here and people were going to run over each other. It's too easy. It's funny. Like, I don't know if guys are just okay with it or if that carries over in the rest of the season or if people forget about it or if that's situational. But, I tried to race super clean. I don't feel like we really used anybody up, and really nobody used us up. So glad I don't have it. I don't feel like I'm on anybody's list, and I don't have a list leaving here.
Any more questions for Alex? Anything upstairs? All right, Alex.
Welcome, Kyle Larson.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Okay, we're now joined by Kyle Larson, the fifth place finisher tonight. We'll start with questions, and we'll go to Luis.
Luis, first, the podium finish. It seems like throughout the night you were trying to battle very hard to get to that top five. So how gratifying is it to leave LA just to getting that accomplished?
Yeah, it feels good to get to fifth. I didn't really like work my way forward to fifth. It was just kind of battle of attrition, and I was just kind of stuck, which I'm sure a lot of people felt stuck, and I always wanted to choose the outside, but on the restarts, but everybody kind of in the middle of the pack figured out that the outside was better at the same time, and then it just never worked out where I could choose the outside lane, and just kind of got stuck in 10th for a while, and kind of just got slammed from behind forward, so never really passed but one or two cars, and came from 14th, 5th.
Compared to last year when the race was in the daytime, obviously this year is at night, do you feel like as a result of the conditions changing, it brought the intensity levels, or there's something else to that intensity?
Was it more intense? I don't know.
Oh, let me clarify. Compared to the conditions, was it more treacherous because it was night or not necessarily?
I don't think it really made a difference. I mean, the track surface felt a little grippier than I thought it would be at nighttime. I don't know, there was just a lot more slamming around this time, and I think I was telling my PR people on the way down, I think last year was the first race of this car, and we didn't know how tough they were at the time. So there was not as much slamming. I think people didn't quite know how strong the noses and rear bumpers were, and this year it was just like everybody just ran through the person in front of them. If you got a hole to get down, somebody to get down, and then the three or four cars behind would just shove them through the two in front of them. So a lot of accordion and just difficult on the restarts, especially where I was middle of the pack.
We'll go upstairs for a question.
Hey, Kyle, Jennifer. Some of that slamming you were talking about, some of the other guys said that the hits still feel the same as they did last year. I don't know what your thoughts are on any hits you took tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I only had like one moment last year that I remember where it was like, wow, like that was a hard hit. I think we stacked up on a restart like Sonoma or something, and this was like every restart you would check up for the guy in front of you and just get clobbered from behind, then your head just whipping around and slamming off the back of the seat. So I don't have a headache, but I can see how if others do. I mean it's no surprise because it was very violent for the majority of the race. We had so many restarts, and like I said, every restart you're getting just clobbered, and then you're clobbering the guy in front of you, so you feel it a lot.
Up here to Michael
Massey, front stretch. Kyle, I know you were critical of the wall riding when that happened, but is what was going on out there tonight, is that racing? Are you critical of that at all, or do you think that's good short track racing?
I don't know. I mean, just a product of this track and this car. I don't think you would see that style of racing with a previous generation car just because they wouldn't, be as strong. You'd knock the radiators out racing like that. So I think the cars are just so stiff that, that's just kind of how it goes. Not saying it's right, but that's just the cars are built that way. I don't really know how to answer it other than that.
Any other questions for Kyle? Once, twice, anything upstairs? Okay. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate the time. Okay, we'll start our winning team press conference, and we're now joined by the crew chief of the number 19 winning team, and that's James Small. If you have a question for James, please raise your hand. We'll get your mic. Start in the back here to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. What's this offseason been like for you guys after last year? Well, you didn't have any wins. You guys had speed, but, again, no wins.
We're just being super excited to get going. Like the team, it's hard to explain. Like we never get down on ourselves, but everybody's just been super motivated to get back to the track, and we know what we're capable of. And Martin's a different person right now, and he's super motivated, and we're all behind him. And just we knew we could do this, and we just need to hit it right. And I think we learned a lot last year on you know, we had races where we had a lot of speed and things didn't go right, but we also had races where we made poor decisions, and I think we learned a lot. And, you know, you saw when we get it right today is what we're capable of.
You said Martin is different. What, how so?
He's just super excited. I think he, you know, last year was, you know, a big disappointment for all of us, and he knows we're better than that, and he's just ready to get going, and we all just want to prove everyone wrong.
There's no points for this. This is an exhibition, but is this a statement or anything like that?
I guess. You know, especially the way we started last year here, we were a bag of dicks. And to come back and, you know, turn it around like that, that gives us motivation for all the tracks we go to. And, yeah.
Anything else for your James? Go to Zach, then come up here, John.
Zach Sturdiola, NASCAR.com. James, congrats on this. How different, if at all, was the track this year compared to last year, and just how much different did you have to set up the car just knowing what you learned throughout the entirety of the season last year?
Well, for us last year, throw it out the window. But, you know, looking at, you know, the good cars last year and versus the way it was today is very different. Just going into the night, you know, it's way cooler. You know, track was a lot freer, which is kind of what we thought would happen when it cooled down. And just, it never got into those long runs until, you know, maybe a little bit at the end there, but it was hard with all those refires, you know, and you set your car up in one way, and it's the trouble with, you know, the next-gen car and, well, any car, but, you know, you can work on your setup and have a philosophy, but depending on how the race unfolds, sometimes that might be completely wrong if it's all short run versus long run. And, you know, thankfully at the end we got into a little bit more of a long run scenario. But, yeah, I think we just learned a lot. You know, the whole field has learned a lot. You can see, you know, everybody's a lot closer and handling better. And, yeah, it's 1 year, and I'm sure in another year we'll learn a lot more.
Go to John and then Jeff.
JohnNewBehavior.com. So following up on something that, you know, Jordan asked, with the way that last year unfolded with there being constant, you know, late cautions that would disrupt strong runs and then lead to a different person taking the lead, how satisfying was it for you guys that you're able to just survive all of these constant restarts and still, you know, get to victory lane?
Yeah, no, it was. You know, it came across my mind there when the 34 brought the caution out at the end. I'm like, oh, here we go. It just seems like it's just the story of our life on the 19 car. And, yeah, no, it he did great. And, you know, we were battling a lot at the end with our brakes and things like that. And, you know, very very satisfying to save, you know, all those restarts. And he did awesome.
Go to Jeff.
Is there room for this kind of racing, you know, for like an actual points race, not just an exhibition? Or should track the small always be an exhibition?
I think it should always be an exhibition. I'm not sure how, in the way our championship works and everything, I don't know how you could structure it to be fair to everybody to have that, you know, and how you're going to do competitive pit stops or how you can't even fit the whole field on here. And, yeah, I think it's better, in my opinion, whether that's right or wrong. It's probably wrong. That it stays an exhibition race.
Any more questions for James? We'll go to Michael.
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. James, NASCAR used to have, at one point, an exhibition race like this in your home country. Could you ever see, like, a venue or anything there where they could do that again, or what do you think?
That would be really cool, but you know, obviously the Thunderdome's there. That is almost at a teardown point. They still run cars around it. But, you know, I think the expense, though, would kill it. You know, it's hard to even get an international, you know, music star to go out there. It's just so expensive to get out there. And as much as I'd love it, I don't think it'll ever happen in my day.
Anything else for James before we go to Martin? Anything from upstairs?
Okay, James, congratulations. Thank you for your time. Okay, if you have a question for Martin, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll start up front to John and then head to the back.
JohnNewbyHeavy.com. So I asked James this before he came in, but how satisfying was it for you that with all of those late cautions, you were still able to, you know, get the job done after last year and all those crazy situations that unfolded?
Yeah, it was definitely satisfying. I mean, anytime you win, it's, you know, obviously satisfying. But I had some good guys around me, you know, Austin and Kyle raced clean. And, you know, for the most part, I've never had really any big issues with those guys. So, I mean, it's, you come to a track like this, it's pretty easy to just blow the corner and knock the guy out of the way in front of you. You know, no matter, it's just easy to do. So, thankfully they didn't do that. They gave me a lap to get going. And obviously, you know, we were fast enough to drive away from them.
We'll go to the back to Jeff and Jordan and Zach.
Over the years, you know, you and Kyle might have gotten along the best or raced each other the best of all the JGR teammates. Like, you guys seem to get it with each other. And I was kind of, like, on that restart, I was kind of like, ooh, are things going to change now? Did that go through your head at all? Like, were you worried that he would race you any differently now that you're not on the same team?
No, I never thought about it once. You know, we had a really good race in our heat race today. And we talked about it after, and it was like, you know, hey, that was pretty fun. You know, we put on a little bit of a show for a heat race, you know, run side by side for the lead and swap it back and forth two or three times. So, you know, we've raced together for a long time. We understand the sport. I've got a ton of respect for Kyle, obviously, and I feel like he's one of the guys that gives it back to me and, you know, goes all the way back to 04 when we ran for a championship against each other, and we probably didn't get along very well then, or we didn't cut each other many breaks back then, but I think we've all, you know, grown up around the sport and raced together a lot and understand that, you know, we're going to be racing together a lot, and it's a lot easier to do things the right way and have that respect.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Your crew chief, James Small, said that you're different this offseason. I'm wondering if you are different, and if so, how?
Mad.
Because of last year?
Yeah. Just determined. And, you know, I mean, just have a lot of fire in my belly to go out and change what we did last year. You know, we had if you look at all the statistics, you know, we had a decent year. We were consistent. We scored a lot of points. We struggled on short tracks and road courses, which ultimately is what kept us out of the playoffs. But just so many times that we felt like we were doing the right things and probably should have won a couple races and they got away from us. That was very, very frustrating. You know, knowing that we were, you know, doing everything we needed to do to win, that sucked. So just wanting to go out and, you know, show them what we can do. We've been very fired up this offseason, working very hard, all of us. And, you know, it's just nice when it all works out and you can come to the track and things go the way you hope they will. And hopefully we can do a lot more of that. You know, we got a lot going on good in our camp at Toyota. I got a great team. I knew they were great last year, and, you know, we'll just see how far we can go. But I feel really good about things. So fired up and excited. And this is it's just a good feeling to be able to win a race. And, you know, even though it's not points or anything, it's just – it's good momentum.
You kind of touched on it there, but mm-hmm. Is this a statement in some way?
Mm-hmm. No, I just think for us it makes us – you know, it reminds us that, yeah, we're doing the right stuff and we can still go out and win any given weekend. And we felt that way last year, but it never happened. So you always get those questions, right? Like, you know, are we fooling ourselves or whatever? You know, but it's just always nice when you finish the deal. And racing's funny, you know, like we didn't really change anything the way we do stuff. We just, you know, try to focus and buckle down and say, okay, well, these are the things we got to look at and work on. And that's what we did. And, you know, we had a little fortune tonight. The 14 or the 41 was really strong. He had some issues. And, you know, we've certainly been in that position a lot as well. So, you know, not sure how that would have worked out if he didn't have issues. He was really strong. And then, like, you know, the restarts just worked our way. And I was having tons of brake issues all night and throughout the second half of the race, so just lucky to be able to put it all together and hang on those restarts for sure with the brake issues I was having.
But Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Martin, kind of along those same lines, what can a win like this, despite it being an exhibition race, do as far as momentum to carry into Daytona and to start this season on the right foot?
It's huge. I mean, it's a huge confidence booster. You know, it just reminds you that you're doing the right stuff. And, you know, honestly, we were probably the worst car here last year, literally, besides maybe the guys that didn't have charters. I mean, we were just god-awful, and we barely made the race, rode around in the back, and, you know, I spun out by myself on the last lap. It was so bad, you know, trying to pass one car. And, you know, to come back here this year and be first in practice, and, you know, I was really, honestly, really nervous. Last night I went to bed thinking today was going to suck. It was going to be a long day because it's going to be hard to pass, and we were starting sixth in our heat on the outside. They only take five. It's like, well, if you finish fifth, you're still going to suck in the race because you're going to start 20th, you know, so – to be able to drive up through the field in the heat and win that was just huge. It was a huge confidence builder, and you know, I knew that after that, if we could just be smart tonight and stay up front all night, we'd have a shot at it. But yeah, it's a big deal. You know, any of these races are hard to win. All of them are hard to win. Doesn't matter if there's points or not. So we're proud of this one. It's a big deal.
Right here.
Alan Bassiahi, Eagle Broadcasting, Net 25. At or about 24 laps left to go is when you took the lead, and despite a lot of restarts, really fought off the pack. Can you take us through what you're going through mentally and emotionally when you dropped the hammer? And also, now that you won this tight quarter-mile track, do you feel more confident driving through L.A. traffic?
L.A. traffic's no problem. It's just like Jersey traffic, but I hate traffic. I hate all of it. If I see it, I'm like, ah, sucks. I just want to hide, pull off the road, but drive through them. But, you know, on the restarts at the end, it's like it's frustrating when you got a big lead and then, you know, like the 34 was trying to get off. He rode around like at 10 miles an hour for three or four laps. He should have just got off the damn track. You know what I mean? Obviously, he wasn't going to finish the race, so why was he just riding around? So that was frustrating. And then the other stuff, you know, it's just, you know, guys getting into each other on a tiny little track and getting spun out and things. So, you know, the restarts, you're just trying to get a good jump and then not screw it up. You know, like I said earlier, I was having lots of brake issues. I'm not sure what was going on. Our rear brakes got too hot, or we did something and we lost all our rear braking. And I started locking up front tires, getting in the corner, and I just kept putting more rear brake in. And I was about to be out of adjustment. I've never, ever in my whole entire career put that many rounds of rear brake in a car. So I was a little nervous about that, and I was kind of locking up all four tires, getting in the corner and just trying to make the corner. So it was a little sketchy at the end, but everybody was out of tires, and we had so many restarts and so much air in our tires that everybody just kind of was slipping and sliding. So luckily I was just able to get a good enough jump and get cleared and then just try not to give it away and totally miss a corner.
All right, here.
Jerry King, I'm Pepperdine Media. This is a very exciting event, even though it's preseason. What does it mean to you that you're participating in this event?
It's fun to come here, but it's a lot more fun to win it. You know, last year wasn't all that fun, so this weekend was a blast.
Earlier, you also said you're more determined. Is there any event that you have sort of a checklist so far this season?
You know, we'd like to win them all. We're one for one right now, so that's a good way to start. You know, Daytona 500 is a huge race. It's the biggest race of the year for us, and go there with momentum is great. You know, been really close there before. It'd be an awesome one to check off the list.
For the last row here.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And apart from all the hard driving and hard work you put in today, just over the couple of days in preparation, even Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, culminating today, your vibration, your thought, your perspective on the fans, the turnout for the event tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. You know, it's a different venue for us, and it's kind of got a different vibe with all the things going on and the history around this place and, you know, like giving away the medals and doing the podium. And it's just – it's a unique event. It's a one-off deal, and it's – you know, it's fun. We've done the Clash for a long time, and it's never really been kind of hyped up like it is now, being its own standalone event, and I think that's really neat, especially doing it somewhere totally different like here with a lot of history. So it was definitely it's definitely a lot of fun, and hopefully, you know, the fans keep supporting it and coming out, and, you know, there's no telling what we can make this thing into.
There you have it, the top five and the winning team from the Clash. Now, no racing this coming weekend. And in the duel will pick up a week from Thursday on the 16th, and then the following Sunday will be the Daytona 500. And then the week after that, on from Florida to California out at the Auto Club Speedway, that will be their last event there for the track as a two-mile oval, like Michigan. They will be turning it into a short track, so I'm curious to see how small they go. Anyway, that's our show for today. I'm Benny B. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.